Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Attention to the stuff going on between Julian Assange and Sean Hannity at Fox. We're going to have this big reveal yesterday, and they're being cryptic about it all week, and then Sean Hannity unleashed the bombshell on his show last night that Hillary was selling uranium to the Russians. Really? This news is so old it has dust all over it. Where have they been? This was known years ago, back when she was doing it. So I guess it's not news until Julian Assange announces it now. Because this story is so old, everybody knew what was going on years ago. Obama was president. Well, okay, let's reroute that. Hillary was president from the State Department. Because when she was head of the State Department, she did whatever she wanted. Benghazi was all her. I was looking at this news story the other day talking about shocking bombshell, Obama was AWOL. Well, Obama, other than arming ISIS, had nothing to do with what went on at Benghazi. That was all Hillary. So, you know, as typical, Obama was brought into the room when it was going on and shown, hey, look what's going on. But he had no idea. I don't even like Obama, and that's just the truth. So you can't blame that one on him. It was all Hillary. But he was arming. I mean, that was their whole thing, to arm ISIS. And that's why the Benghazi, the ambassador there, was going to come out with information. He had the paperwork to prove it. And they were worried about what he was going to do. He was trying to bribe or blackmail them or something, and so they just killed him. And that's what all that was, to hush up the fact that he was arming the Muslims in the Middle East. And so, anyway, next to the bombshell, Hillary number two, selling uranium to the Russians. Well, they had this Canadian company set up, and of course, she used her position as a State Department official, and it's everything's pay to play, pay to own, and so she was selling uranium to the Russians. Well, this money wasn't going to Americans, it wasn't going in the American coffer. All the money the Russians were paying for this uranium was going into Hillary's pocket. And so, remember a couple years back when the ranchers were throwing a fit because the government was trying to pull eminent domain over the grazing land? And everybody like, what the heck's going on with that? Because it wasn't the Indians fighting over the land with the oil pipe. It was the grazing land. One of the ranchers was killed, one of the men. And so all of that was Hillary because she wanted that land for her uranium deal with the Russians. It was all Hillary. Those families out there would have a nice lawsuit against the State Department because they were acting in government capacity to take the grazing land away from the ranchers out west so they could mine for this uranium that the Clinton Foundation was selling to the Russians. That story is so old. They never did anything back then. Are they going to do anything now? I don't know. I mean, that's how Russia, that's how America, or the D.C. was run back in the day with Obama. It was pay to play. If you wanted a job, all jobs were on the auction block. Whoever bidded the most got the jobs. That's how CNN was run. That's how all of them were run. Pay to play. You want a job? Pay Hillary. She'll get you into the CNN. You want a job? Pay Hillary. You know, it was pay Hillary. But let's not wipe Obama's hands clean. He's got billions stashed in offshore bank accounts. And the guy went in there as $28,000 a year community organizer, and he came out of the White House with billions. He was president for 8 years, supposedly grew up on the south side of Chicago, and Trump wasn't in office 1 month, and Chicago was begging him for help because the crime there is so bad. And then Obama and Michelle, Michael Robinson, go back to Chicago to this day. They're having some kind of rally there this month or next month. And they act like they did something for Chicago? Seriously? For 8 years, they did nothing for the black people. Anywhere, not just Chicago. Anywhere. Michelle spent tens of millions flying her little boyfriends to Mexico and Vegas. And yeah, this is one of those arranged things. You know, they don't even like each other, so well, let's skip past that. Let's admit the whole thing was a lie between their marriage. And she would use taxpayer money and the Secret Service because her favorite dating spots were the Mexican beaches and going to Las Vegas. Taxpayers paid for that. So that's what's going on now, the big hype about all that coming out, as if it wasn't already out years ago, about Hillary selling uranium to the Russians. The FBI, of course, looking the other way. Because that's what Comey was. Comey was a fixer. And that's what Rouse is in Las Vegas. He's a fixer. You're not going to get a truth out of Vegas with the fixer standing 2 feet behind you, ready to put a bullet in your kid's head. I mean, it's basically what they do, threaten your life and limb, your wife, your kids. They'll get their silence out of the officials, and then they'll kill him later anyway because he knows too much. So the sheriff really doesn't have a prayer of surviving this, either way you look at it. Anyway, people have been asking me about the poll flip, and I mentioned it Monday. And, folks, it's coming. You know, I told you October would be the back end. And, you know what? It looks bad. It looks bad. I mean, the sun's rising in the southeast, the sun's rising in the southeast, setting in the southwest. The other day, I look outside just an hour before sunrise, and the moon was in the east. And this was a couple days in a row. It's like, what, the sun going to rise behind it? Because the moon was dead east. Crazy. For those of you who don't read your Bibles, the sun rises in the east, travels across the sky to the west, and then as it travels to the west, the moon rises in the east because they're on the opposite sides of the sky together. That's their trajectory path. That's why that whole eclipse was such a cartoon lie. Because there's no way the moon is going to travel to the west. In this instance, go to the northwest and then backtrack to the southeast in the middle of the day and cause an eclipse. Doesn't happen, folks. The whole thing was a lie. So yeah, we're in trouble. And you know what? It could come in at the end of October. Like back in July when I was looking at this, and the timelines were just so, and I was thinking it could happen August, September, October. October being the back end. I don't have a thus saith the Lord on this. I could just go by the stuff I'm studying and the stuff I'm analyzing. Which is a lot of which is obviously different than the government. But I'm telling you, it's on us. The poll flip is imminent. And so, if you know, I know Russia came out with, oh, we could have a poll flip in 2020. We don't have that much time, folks. 2020, really? And another interesting thing that I'm getting confirmation on is that I made a mention last night. It was actually a question I posted on my Facebook, and I said, are they trying to time the war with North Korea and the poll flip together as like a huge event? And from what I'm hearing, yes, I hit it right on the head. I hit it right on the head. They're trying, and so what are they doing? Right now, we're supposedly having drills in South Korea. The Chinese, and because the Chinese are lining up their troops on the north of North Korea, American troops are heading to South Korea in ships for drills, really. They started Monday the 16th, and it's going till next Wednesday the 25th. So if you ask me, this is their guesstimation of when they think the poll flip's going to happen. Because they want to time both events. And so that's obviously, they're not going to say anything. But that's their guess estimate. I'm thinking I would give it till November 1st. We have the whole month. There's a lot happening on the 30th and 31st for some reason that could be considered a holocaust, a huge sacrifice for Satan if they detonated a nuke and killed a lot of people in North Korea. So we have plenty of, we have what, 10, 12, 13 days to play with from now until the end of the month. And so I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, look at the lineup. Look at the setups, folks. I know we're all used to delays and ending up back at square zero again. But look at the setups. Look at the setups. Now, another interesting thing, and not even interesting, it's appalling, is that Americans have this, now we have a specialized decapitation assassination squad. This is what you get when you bring in foreign troops or foreign people, foreigners, into the military. Now we have a decapitation squad. My money goes on the fact that they're former Iraqis or former ISIS or whatever people. But they're part of the drill. How exciting is that? So why do you need to put people who chop people's heads off in just a drill? Do they need plastic knives to go around and decapitate people as practice? So they're on a ship, which they're probably Marines, with the Marines at this point, or SEALs. My money's probably on the SEALs because they're nothing but freaking assassins. That's what they do, kill people. Moms, dads, children. And then people put them on a pedestal. I can't stand SEALs. Sorry. I don't buy into any of this hype where SEALs are American heroes. They're assassins. They kill children. They kill mothers, dads, sisters, brothers. And they kill a lot of innocent people. You get on Obama's top 10 list because he doesn't like you because you make fun of him. And he sends these SEAL squads out to kill these people. Car accidents, cancers, the taser to the heart thing. I mean, that's what they do. They don't ask questions. They just go out and kill. And so they kill all these people for the most mundane, stupid reasons. I was on Obama's death list, for the top 10 list. I was number 2 until Chavez died. I'm still alive. And so is Mac Daddy Man. Richard Manning. He was right behind, he was right underneath me. Obama hated him because he mocked him all the time, called him long-legged Mac Daddy. We're both still alive. You know why? Because the Lord protects us. Because we're blood-bought, born-again believers. And he's not going to let these Satan freaks touch his anointed. So anyway, back to my story. They're sending decapitation team over to South Korea. You Americans, and then there's probably not a one in South Korea listening to my show. I know they do in the Philippines. I don't know about South Korea. I know they do in China. I don't know about South Korea. You need to hide. If you see American troops saying, hey, we're here to help, run. They're not coming over there to help you. They're coming over there to kill you. Because the war is on against America. Against normal, patriot, God-loving Americans. The war is on against us. Do you guys get it yet? And so they're sending over these head choppers to kill Americans in South Korea, which has nothing to do with the war in North Korea, simply because they want to kill Americans. That's what they want to do. They want to kill Americans. So if the time comes and the winds start blowing and the earth is going into pull flip mode, boom! That's when they'll nuke North Korea. If they have some kind of scientific heads up that the pole flip is ready to start, they may launch it. I'm sure they would have a heads up and know before we do. Because our sign is winds blowing. They have they have all kinds of equipment they can use. Another good sign is that the father said that he would remove his light from the earth before the pole flip. So what's that mean, folks? The Most High said to me, I will not look upon the destruction. It is my anger and wrath. It will occur after my light leaves the world and another's will come. He will leave the world, his light, and another's will come. That is the ascended masters I've been warning you about. This whole Great White Brotherhood, Theosophical Society, Aryan Nation, whatever you want to call them, these ascended masters are coming. And so people think his light is his Holy Spirit. That is not, this is something totally different, folks. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is something totally different. It's something you would totally reject, but something that truth seekers fully know. The Father has a starship planet here over the Earth. Enoch described it as a planet that was being built for the patriarchs of Earth. When they died, they would go there. The churches call it heaven. And this planet is the light above the Earth at night that they hate. They hate. It's annoying to them. They hate it. We call it Enoch's planet. We call it EP. It's also known as the second sun. They call it, the sun has a binary twin. If at night, when it's really bright, they go, that's Venus. It's the second sun. It's EP. It's Enoch. And that is the Father's light. And he will remove it from this earth. He's going to take it away. He's going to remove it so that the light of Enoch's, the planet we call Enoch's planet, can no longer be seen from the earth. And that is what they're waiting for. That is their sign that their domination and total rule and control over the earth begins. That's their sign. They're not waiting for a date. They're not waiting for a calendar guess. They're waiting to see the removal of this starlight from the earth. So, when does that happen? That will happen shortly after he removes the elect, the first fruits from off the earth. That's when that happens. Because when he removes the elect, the first fruits, which is not a total church rapture that they teach in the rapture, because the briders are not the elect. The bride is a different group. When he removes the elect and removes this star planet, star, it's actually a portal. When you look at it at night, when you get pictures over the camera, you can see a big door in it. It's actually a big portal. But when you see it removed from the earth, then all hell's going to break loose, because you're going to see the pole flip. You're going to see the total nuclear destruction of North Korea, and then the arrival of these ascended masters. Remember, I've told you that there's two cosmic events that we're waiting for, the first one being the first fruit, the firstborn, the elect leaving, and the second one being them, Sananda, Maitreya, Sanakumara, Mary, which is really Eve, all of them arriving. All of them arriving. There's like 11, 12 of them, Ascended Masters. Ashtar Command, Galactic Federation, whatever you want to call them. Everybody in London knows Saint Germain. And the Muslims know Maitreya. And the churches will embrace Jesus, the Sananda, as Jesus of the churches, because that's whose picture they've been adoring and were idolizing all these years on their church calendars, their church walls. This picture of Jesus that they have is actually Sananda. So when he arrives with the Ashtar Command, they're going to embrace Jesus as God. I mean, seriously. That's why I've been screaming so loud and so long and so loud, you know? To wake people up, that's not the real Son of God. That's not. That's why I call him by his real name. Yehoshua ben Joseph. Yehoshua ben David. Yehoshua, Son of God. Wake up, folks. So is this exciting? Is the green light on? Is everything ready to go? I don't know. We get excited and then boom, somebody cuts the electrical cord and the light goes out. And then everybody on both sides of the aisles go into delays. And then the Christians are mad because nothing happened and they're stuck here. And the Satanists are mad because they're stuck in limbo and they want their Satan to arrive, the great Satan. Everybody's mad. Everybody gets mad. It's not just churches. Trust me, folks. Everybody gets mad for their own reasons. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's sick of the roller coaster. So here goes another loop on the roller coaster to watch for the next 2 weeks. 13 days, is it? Now, I'm not looking for a pole flip or North Korea destruction. Because I fully expect to be gone by then. So I'm looking for the Lord's arrival, the Father's arrival to come take the elect home. You know, I already have a lot of details about that I can't share with people. But it's going to be magnificent. It's going to be huge. And there will be no mistaking it. You're not going to miss it. I don't care where you are on the planet. You will not miss the elect going home. It's not going to be a second instantaneous thing where people are raptured and whisked up to heaven. That might be the bride leaving. But that's certainly not the elect leaving. When the elect leave, everybody's going to know. And so, has not happened yet. Waiting. And they know it too. They know that they can't get their stuff going until we're gone. Now, they could actually push it and try to make their arrival while we're stuck here, because this seems to be a point of contention for the last 8 years. They want us to leave. We want them to arrive so we can announce their arrival, and then we can leave. So I don't, you know. It doesn't thwart our efforts back any if they arrive. If they would just arrive, put your little towel head in the Middle East and announce he's there. So I can announce he's there. So I can go. So we all can leave. I mean, that's all they have to do. That little egghead Maitreya, stick him over there. He's been hanging out in Africa. And just rear his ugly head. So I can say, look, this is the Iron Man, this is the 12th Iron Man the Muslims have been waiting for. That's Maitreya. That's one of the two beasts. That's the Antichrist. And come on, it would be that hard. And then we can all just move on. Everybody's schedules, timelines can pick up then and move forward. Just do something. Y'all just want to focus on killing Americans in South Korea. And that's an act of war. And I've been telling you, they've been unleashing these acts of war on us Americans with their weather weapons, the hurricanes, the fire strikes. Oh, I like the latest thing where they're blaming the fire strikes in California on the Mexican cartels because they're mad that all these Northern Calis are springing up pot farms everywhere and they don't want the competition. Well, I don't see any pot fields blown up. I saw neighborhoods blown up. And number two, they're not going to unleash one bullet in America without Warren Buffett knowing about it, because he's head of the cartels in Mexico and head of the drug trade in America. And so another foretelling sign was there was this joke picture of him and over in China, Warren Buffett over in China, being the spokesman for something silly or whatever. That's his, I'm not there, I'm not responsible, plausible deniability. I'm in China when all those that fire in California is going on. No, he's directly responsible because he's the drug czar of America. And he's over in control of those Mexican cartels. And they're the ones blowing up Cali, if you want to blame it on the cartels. Anyway, folks, be back on Friday. Don't forget to support this ministry. I know support is dropping way off. And I need your help, folks. Go to SherryShriner.com and click on the donate page. Till Wednesday, everybody. Y'all bless.